Chapter 59. Jessie had never thrown a party. Daisy's had been hired to cater it. All of her servers were on hand to work it. A bar had been set up on the front lawn, and one of Daisy's people was behind it, pouring drinks. Two immense barbecues were across from the bar. Chicken, ribs, and burgers all sizzled over the hot coals. Massive trays of potato salad, coleslaw, and condiments stood at the ready. A dessert bar offered different flavors of ice cream, as well as cupcakes, donuts, and pies. Platters of fresh fruit flanked the end of the table. It was a glorious day. The weather couldn't have been more accommodating. This is why we live in paradise, Jessie thought. The party was Jessie's way of saying thank you to everyone who'd contributed to the restoration of his home. It only seemed as if every resident of paradise had shown up. Jessie made every effort to be a gracious host. Molly had come early and had been there to greet the guests and point them in the direction of the food and drink. Once things were running smoothly, she came over and stood beside Jessie.
Nice, she said.
Better than nice, Jessie said.
Have you tried the shrimp thingies?
Not yet.
Try 'em. I'm working on a scheme to squirrel dozens of 'em out of here without anyone noticing, she said.
Good luck with that, Jessie said. They stood watching the crowd for a while.
How's Alexis? She said.
Good now. The bandages are off, and she appears to be healing nicely. Will she be here? Doctor still wants her to rest.
Too bad. How are you? She said.
Better since I gave up hope.
I haven't heard that line before, she said.
Are you suggesting that I'm repeating myself?
Whatever gave you that idea? She said.
Jessie didn't say anything.
I hope you'll excuse me, Molly said. I gotta go see a man about some shrimp.
She winked at him and made tracks for the food. Jessie smiled. The party was still going when it got dark. Jesse'd grown tired of it. He went inside to lie down, but the din of the party disturbed him. He phoned the station.
Paradise Police Department, the voice answered.
Jessie recognized it as belonging to Rich Bauer. There's too much noise coming from the Jesse Stone party, Jessie said. Can you send someone out to quiet things down? After a long moment, Bauer spoke.
Jessie, he said, is this you?
Grinning, Jessie hung up the phone.